Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to find out about that. We're going to bring you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And Bill, they're singing your song.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. As we move ever closer to the opening of turkey season in the Lone Star State, and to that end, when they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, that is true in the Carlton family. Mark Carlton, with Native by Carlton, he and his dad, Wayne Carlton, have just continued to build some of the best calls in the business.
For decades.
They will be there. Later in the program, I'm going to fulfill a promise to y'all I made last week.
Oh.
And I'll get into that in the next segment.
All right.
Plus, we've got the Outdoor Report, Best Bets. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you tuning in to
Indeed.
Us.
Indeed.
Last week, made a promise to y'all, and I want to right up front fulfill that, let you know we think about you throughout the week, because daylight savings time kicks in this Sunday, 2 a.m., and runs until November, the first Sunday in November.
Right.
All right. And I promised you, for those of you that don't understand the way the seasons, you know, and the rotation of the earth around the sun and how that has an impact, to give you a basic primer on seasons.
Oh, okay.
This is suitable for 4 to 6 year olds, so it ought to fit everybody.
Okay.
The Reasons for the Seasons by Gail Gibbons. Really cool book.
Okay.
And it addresses why is it still light at night in the summertime, you know, or it gets later into the summer. without daylight savings time? Why is it darker in the wintertime? It all has to do with the angle of the earth, you know, the tilt of the earth.
Right.
And its rotation around the sun. It's the reason why we have the different seasons.
Yes.
You ought to share it. You ought to read it to the kids. You ought to help them understand why it occurs.
Yeah.
So.
And are you going to keep your promise and not move your clock?
No. I mean, the government controls me.
Yeah, there. Well, yeah, we got to do business.
We got to do business. But what's funny is if you go fish or hunt, and someone says, "Well, let's see, sunrise," and that's what it relates back to,
right?
As when, you know, what time are we going to get started? What time do the critters don't have, you know, a
right.
Timex on their foreleg,
right.
you know,
right.
or around their dorsal fin,
yep.
you know, so.
Correct.
Pretty crazy.
It's silly and probably costs something too. And it's not healthy. I need to do a bittersweet thing. This week, we lost one of the greats and a dear friend of mine for over 60 years. And that's Archie Ansey. One of the greatest country DJs that ever lived. And the Country Radio Hall of Fame, Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Made it to 88, which was a surprise, because Archie was a hard liver, hard driver, but a wonderful guy, an absolutely wonderful guy. And one of my favorite stories, and I got to say this, when I was inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame 2009, and I was accepted, and Archie was down in the front row with Bill Bailey, the great Bill Bailey. And I talked about as a teenager, I used to go in the studios at KNUZ, and they'd welcome you in there, which is great. That's where I became friends with Paul Berlin, who was my mentor, and a lot of these people.
Right.
But I was joking. I said, you know, I used to go in the studio, and Yancey would put me on his lap and ask me to call him Uncle Archie. You know, and everybody laughed, right? And Archie was like 6'4", and I walked off stage, and he grabbed me, and he put me in his lap, and he started bouncing me, and the crowd went wild. But just a wonderful man. An incredible career, and our hearts go out to his wife, Miss Jan, and all of his friends.
Boy, that's back in the golden age of radio.
Absolutely.
I mean, and in Houston, you know, that certainly is a name.
Well, I've got a picture of a group that we have, and I've sent it out going, you know, we've lost another member of the club, and Dan Levitt, longtime sportscaster. Dan sent me a note going, 10 of them are gone now.
Oh, wow.
It is, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. One of the things, as a native Houstonian, one of the things that I really appreciate when we teamed up is that's where we started. And to walk into those smoke-filled,
yes.
you know.
At K-News.
At K-News. That was.
Asbestos.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Old studios, yeah.
Telling stories right. on the Texas Outdoors Journal Facebook page.
Okay.
Somebody was just razzing us for not giving better coverage to our lakes out in West Texas. And I'm going, what?
If we get good reports, we cover them.
Well, not only not here,
yeah.
but also in the magazine.
Right.
But similarly, and I go, well, we're covering ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, not ivy. There's others besides ivy. And what's interesting, and so we responded. Matt Williams, freshwater editor, responded and said, yeah, we know about J.B. Thomas.
Right.
We know about, I mean, we covered Coleman when it set a lake record, you know.
Right.
We're covering Meredith, which is way low but has been stocked with walleye.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, what was interesting is after that phone call, J.B. Thomas became the first legacy Sherlunker.
Okay.
And now, adding to it, north of Abilene, Fort Phantom Hill Reservoir, just set a lake record and became the 77th public water body to achieve the feat of having an over 13-pound lunker. Eric Lewis of Haskell, there in the neighborhood, reeled in a 13.33-pound share lunker. That story was told, folks, to you simply to say,
yeah.
you never know.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to get out there and go to see what's happening.
Yeah. More good news, historical. I know how much you like your history.
Yes.
The battleship Texas floated this week.
I saw that.
Wasn't that great?
That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. Also, y'all do know what March 6 represents.
What's that?
Fall of the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up on the 29th, the Goliad Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
And then next month,
yes.
April 21st.
Uh-huh.
San Jacinto Day right. and you know, victory
there we go.
Over Santa Ana and the Mexican Army. What you got for us in the way of news?
Well, interesting here, gunbroker.com, and that's the biggest online selling buying site, released the top selling guns of 23. According to them, the 10 top selling firearms were Sig Sauer's 365, the Sig Sauer 3220, the Mossberg 590, the Ruger 1022, the Henry Big Boy, the Glock 19, the CZ USA 75, the Henry Sidegate lever action, and the Ruger American Rifle. These are all the top-selling brands in their marketplace. The top-selling brands, I'm sorry, were Ruger, Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson, Glock, Henry, Colt, Springfield, Mossberg, Taurus, and Beretta. Gunbroker.com is, like, say, the biggest online sales site out there.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
We are going to have our guest, Mark Carlton, on in a bit. And, again, South Zone turkey season opens on the 16th. And then the end of the month, the North Zone season that will run, I believe, to May 16th.
Okay.
Lots of opportunities and should be fun. And with the weather that we've had and the early green up, should be a lot of color out there, too.
Well, they're saying we ought to have a really great wildflower year.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So plenty of opportunities. If you're dealing with the wind, you might jump in the car and do a road trip through the country and get off the highway, get off the interstate.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's on or off the road. So y'all do stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Yes, indeedy. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some up at my place that I've had over 20 years, and they're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can see the blind lineup, including the VersaBlind, at Ebar Feeds, both locations, Gonzales and Hallettsville, West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises in Koontz, as well as Buna.
There you go. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday and Sunday are two of the three best days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a trio of good ones. Thursday and Friday, slip to fair. Saturday, another good one, while Sunday is another best day. This weekend, Be careful with times because Saturday will see game most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. However, on Sunday, times will have changed from the suntime clock to daylight savings time, so that's going to be in effect. So activity will still be mid-morning to mid-afternoon. However, the newly changed clock will show late morning until late afternoon.
Huh?
I'm thoroughly confused. Monday and Tuesday, we'll
see.
That's
the plan.
Monday and Tuesday, divide and conquer. It's all part of it. Anyway, Monday and Tuesday, we'll see this major feeding period of the day occurring from early afternoon by the clock until late afternoon. Well, you know. Anyway, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll see times having continued to adjust with game feeding from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. Next weekend, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from early morning before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid-morning. This Sunday, March the 10th, we will have a new moon. By next Sunday, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double-tide schedule of two high and two lows. Tuesday is a three-tide day with two high tides, just one low. Thursday and Friday each have a double tide schedule. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday begin a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right. On the hunting scene, the headliner is turkeys. But I need to do something.
What's that?
I need to tell you that this portion of the program
is
brought to you by Dallas Safari Club.
Oh, yay!
Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for the well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of the International Union of Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And as I was alluding to, South Zone turkey season opens March 16, runs through April 28. Long seasons, okay? North Zone season opens March 30th, runs through May 12. The special one turkey bag limit opens April 1 and closes April 30th. And the very limited, but still available, Eastern turkey season, and it's limited because the department's trying to get the numbers up. And they've got a formula on releases and that looks like really is working, releasing on minimal size acreage, and I think that's 10,000 acres now. But the eastern turkey season opens April 22nd and runs through May 14. All right. Did I jump ahead?
Yes, you did.
I did. Well, then let me fall back.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That's a theme this weekend, isn't it? No. It's spring ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Spring forward,
confused.
Fall back. Spring forward, fall back.
Right. That's what we're doing. Okay. On the coast, fishing, the yo-yo up and down weather. That's the reason why my notes were out of order, because they weren't out of order. Bill's head was out of order. Warmer temperatures.
You just had a birthday recently, didn't you?
No. I'm in between.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I think. the warmer temperatures in along the coast, fishing's been good. When we have these fronts blow in, more baits pushed into the bays. Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana is having a great early season, seeing things posted over there on good catches. Sabine Lake last year was a hot estuary and seems to be picking up where it left off as well. And moving on into the Galveston Bay complex, a lot of people are going to be looking for birds. It's a great way to get out and you know, do some fun fishing, catch a lot of fish, but only keep what you absolutely need, please. Mid-coast area, you're going to see tidal changes, the ebb and flow of tides, flooding back lake and marsh areas, or good fishing along the beachfront. Lower coast area, again, grass, snook on the move around the jetties. It's just the time to be on the water. All right, Harold, what's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Conroe, smaller buck bass are shallow, making beds, so the big girls should not be far behind. Dark-colored plastics have been doing well. Catfish are pretty much everywhere from 1 to 40 feet of water on baited holes using catfish bubble gum. Worms, liver, shad, punch bait, several trophy-class fish were caught on natural baits as well. Fork. Bass are active on a variety of baits after this warm spell. Shallow water is very good, 1 to 3 feet on chatterbaits, Ocho-type baits, Strike King, 1.5 wake baits. Offshore bite is best in 5 to 7 feet near or in drains and ditches with jerk baits and medium running crankbaits. The crappie fishing on Lake Fork has been really good this past week, seeing fish from 1 to 35 feet deep right now. Focus on fish in the 10 to 18 foot range mostly, on timber and brush. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are excellent in the Main Creek Channel north of the Texas State Highway 155 bridge with minnows or jigs. Most bass are in 10 feet or less. Bass are good shallow on weightless skinny dippers, chatterbaits, lipless crankbaits. Females are starting to move shallow to beds at the backs of the coves. Livingston, crappie and largemouth bass are in the shallows, spawning in 1 to 4 feet of water along grassy shorelines. Target crappie with crappie jigs. For bass, throw chatterbaits, creature baits on beds, or topwater frogs cast into the grass. Sam Rayburn, large groups of bass are making the push shallow in 3 to 15 feet in the grass and the hydrilla. Expect bass to stay in the grass lines casting dark-colored cinchos, plastics, so the fish can see the lure. Male and females can now be found shallow. Toledo Bend, bass fishing is good from 2 to 18 feet of water. Lots of bass spawning, so the best baits are wacky worm and Carolina rigs with lizards and brush hogs. Tyler, fishing should be good for the next few weeks as fish begin to spawn. Crappie are good in 4 to 16 feet of water in the creek beds and minnows and jigs. That's what you're going to use. Crappie are spawning shallow for the next few weeks. Limestone. Largemouth bass are spawning on beds. The bite is good in 1 to 4 feet of water in the creek channels using swim jigs, Texas rigs, spinnerbaits, and chatterbaits. Crappie are good fishing minnows and brush, standing timber, creek channels in 1 to 10 feet of water. Palestine. Crappie continue to spawn, but half-finished target, Target crappie in 1 to 14 feet of water with jigs and minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 8 feet on baits and make a lot of commotion, such as chatterbaits. Texoma, striped bass are good, drifting gizzard shad in 25 to 35 feet of water along flats and ledges, locating small groups of pre-spawn females not looking for large schools of fish.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where bass are starting the yearly spawn. Even though this lake is about 66 feet below conservation pools, bass are good on main lake points, main lake flats, and drains near the river channels and deep water creeks in 5 to 10 feet of water. Deep and shallow crankbaits, rattle traps, and jerkbaits are good options. Choke Canyon, bass are in 8 to 10 feet of water on secondary points and main lake points, using Carolina or Texas rig worms or swim baits. Corpus Christi, catfish are good in 2 to 4 feet of water on windblown shorelines on worms, cheese bait, and cut carp. Falcon bow fishing is good for gar in the backs of creeks. Rod and reel fishing for gar should improve as the water settles and weather stabilizes. Catfish are good up the Rio Grande River in the current, and bass fishing is excellent in 2 to 8 feet of water. Brownwood, bass catches to 5.75 pounds on hags, bait jerks, jerk baits, and crank baits in 3 to 8 feet of water have been catching fish. And Meredith, rainbow trout, and walleye, they're all good. Walleye are good on minnows, grubs, and other artificials.
Okay, let's head to the hill country. White bass are excellent on Buchanan with vertical jigging patterns. That's what's continuing. Also be caught trolling medium diving crankbaits. Striped bass, fired up now that the water temperatures are starting to hold above 60 degrees. Vertical jigging, live bait, and trolling in 20 to 55 feet of water is working. Canyon, fishing is good with bass moving into pre-spawn and spawning phase. Working a spinnerbait or chatterbait in shallow water or a swim bait on the grass edge is producing well. Travis, fishing is strong for bass. Look for fish piling up in the transitional areas chasing bait fish. Shad-colored crankbaits, jerkbaits, spinnerbaits are catching some, as well as craw-colored jigs and worms as well. Using green colors, look at deep water ledges near main lake pockets and halfway back in the creeks and the coves.
All right. You been good this week, or you been...
Yeah, I've been good. A neat vehicle. Cadillac SUV. Okay. The 2024 XT4 all-wheel drive sport. It's their small SUV. Think like entry level, certainly luxurious. Got a 2-liter turbo four banger on it. 235 horsepower, 258 pound feet of torque. Tows 3,500 pounds. Almost 50 feet of cargo space in this thing. It's very, very roomy for again a small SUV. All-wheel drive, driver mode selection. So you get your mud, you're off, you're on. Four-wheel independent suspension. Tire sealant inflator kit. Well, that's nice to have. LED headlamps, liftgate power, hands-free. Power seat adjustable 19 ways from Sunday. Power lumbar, which is great when you're going down that highway. Power seat back bolsters that are adjustable. Rain sensing wipers. I mean, it's got all the stuff. Forward collision alert, rear park assist, front pedestrian and bicyclist braking. The seats were upgraded on this one with 8-way power. Leather seating surfaces, adaptive cruise control. I mean, all the stuff you'd want, rear pedestrian alert and so on. Heads-up display, which is really, really nice. Thing's got a really big screen, and I've lost where it was. I lost my place, but it's got a it's all digital. Oh, there we go, a 33-inch diagonal across the dash, all the stuff there, so you know what's going on. And a heated steering wheel. I love that in cold weather. This one loaded to the gills right at 57, 23 miles to the gallon city, 28 on the highway. Again, neat vehicle. Small SUV from Cadillac, the 2024 XT4 all-wheel drive sport.
All right, all-wheel drive. Does Cadillac provide a skid plate with that?
You can get it optionally.
No. But they don't. That's my question was: is do they provide it? I know that they're available as an aftermarket.
I don't have it on my list, so I guess they didn't provide it in the one that I was in.
Folks, you get an all-wheel drive vehicle, you know you're going to be tempted.
Yeah, of course you are. And so, if they're not offered, get them aftermarket.
Absolutely,
because that's easy to do. Call Wayne Cronin.
There you go, great guy. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking turkey. With Mark Carlton, Native by Carlton, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fiber, fat, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right. Here we are, March.
Yep.
Believe it or not, bucks still have not recovered from the rigors of the rut.
Right.
Those babies are getting bigger in mama's belly, and they're going to be on the ground into May, into June. Mother's going to need to have the milk to get those critters' legs up underneath them to run away from the predators.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, the beauty of this stuff, though, is it's free choice, and that scares some people, but they only eat what they need, right?
Yeah, and that's what's resulting in better than a 2.5 to 1 savings over a normal protein regimen.
All right.
With the free choice, put it out year-round. Amazing the responses we're getting from those that have been using this for a number of years. Amazing responses from those that once they are taken to it, how the landowner, the ranchers can see the change. Mm-hmm. For more information, go to fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch that video. Gives you the whole story. You can find your independent dealers at the website. Also, stop by Tractor Supply and pick up a few bags for what you need. If you got a big order, give them a call at 806-839-2122. Don't know what happened, but we talked to Mark Carlton before the start of the show.
Earlier, yes, I know.
And made the connection, and now we can't connect.
Right, blame it on AT&T.
So,
or Meta.
You're dropping down another peg, and you're listening to Wayne and Mark's, you know, protege, if you will.
There you go. Well, you've been around those folks for decades.
Absolutely amazing experience to be in the field and use their products. Spring turkey season, as we mentioned, starting mid-month in the South Zone, and then we're going to have the North Zone season starting on the 30th of the month and runs to, I believe, the 12th. Here's what you need to understand is the department sets the dates after a good portion of the hens have been bred. That assures, you know, the species continues on.
Very good.
And with that, you know, catch them in the morning, go out and shock gobble, find out where they're roosting, and then come back and set up in the morning. When they drop down, invariably, you're probably going to be in the wrong spot.
Right.
But notice the direction that they travel and then get ahead of them and work it. One thing that Wayne and Mark have both schooled is once you hit mid-morning, about 10 o'clock or so, the hens have been bred and they've gone to nest.
Okay.
The gobblers are lonesome. They're looking for a new girlfriend.
Okay.
And so that 10 to 2 time frame is really a good one to...
What's interesting is a lot of people give up mid-morning and just...
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually some of the best hunting. And in the Native by Carlton lineup and the website, pretty straightforward, nativebycarlton.com.
Right.
What I have loved is they're hand-tuned and they select... out of every 100, the top 10 that are specially hand-tuned and have Wayne Carlton's signature on it.
Okay.
It's not to say that the others are bad.
It's based on the music it makes then or something?
Yes, and it's a real sharp... and you notice that I'm working the paddle away from me.
Right.
A lot of people will have it facing.
Rather than hang onto the handle.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's a Carlton trick that I was taught years ago, and it actually works. Put the paddle between your middle finger and index finger, and then just across the lip as if you were shaking hands.
Come on, honey.
Oh, yeah. And then,
yes,
if you've ever had a girlfriend that's rather demanding, you can cut on it, and it...
Oh.
Okay. Just more aggressive.
Well, you're trying to establish a conversation, aren't you?
You are. Yeah. And they've got great friction calls, the Super Tramp, different pots with slate, acrylic, different pegs for doing doing all sorts of calling with a friction call.
Well, now, real quick, before you do the friction thing there, but do you find, I mean, you've been at this forever and ever and ever, a lot more than me. Find that the box call is the like the entry level, or is that easier for people to learn?
There's a spring loaded call that some people offer.
Oh,
Where you just push it. And,
oh.
Okay.
Okay.
But quite honestly, use the box call because it has some versatility to it.
I remember years ago somebody had one that hung off the end of your barrel, and you got a string. Another product you didn't need, right?
Gimmicks.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Somebody with a new mousetrap.
Yeah.
That's kind of different, and not really the direction you want to go. When you talk about having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Just a confidence call when you're there. Maybe you see them in a distance and they're slowly working an undetermined way.
Yeah.
Lure them in with just some purrs and some putts.
Yeah, Bob, did you notice how his facial expressions changed when he's playing with that thing? Is he really getting in the mood?
Expression.
I'm on the spot. I'm used to doing this by myself out in the field.
Right, with camo on your face. Right. Yeah. Right.
Great opportunity to get out and harvest, and using decoys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about that.
Okay.
After this.
Okay.
Y'all stick around.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back and we're talking turkey today. Unfortunately, we could not connect with Mark Carlton. We'll have him on program later on. But talking about decoys when you're setting up, there's different ways to set up. I'm very much old school, which is the full camo, gloves, face mask, using different patterns, maybe the green on the bottom and gray early in the season,
right.
Because things have not leafed out.
Well, because turkeys, more than anything, you need to camo up, you know.
Great eyesight.
You find people that get loaded up in camo, they put a mask on their face, and then they sit in the blind. Wait a minute. You know, for deer. Deer don't care. They're colorblind anyway. You know, it's movement with deer. But turkeys, because once they get on the ground, right, that's not their happy place.
They
very wary, though.
They have such great eyesight.
Yeah.
When you call, they know where you are.
Yeah.
And then it becomes that movement, hand movement, or whatever that's the reason for the gloves,
right?
To go ahead and stay concealed. When I say old school, full camo, sit up against a big tree, rock, brush, something to break the human silhouette.
Right.
Now, if you've got a youngster, or if you're going to video, do some video or other movement, use a pop-up blind or some of the screening blinds that are quick, you know, to run and gun with. You can certainly hunt turkey from, you know, from the box blinds over feeders.
Right.
But what's really more fun is not being in the box blind, but use the feeder as maybe their destination of where they're going to feed and set out in some intermediate area. You're going to be surprised at what you see out there.
Well, the excitement is bringing them in.
Yeah. I mean, when you have them literally within, you know, 15, 25 yards away.
Right.
And if you're using a diaphragm in your mouth and they look away or strutting and you yelp and then they gobble, you know, it's just electric. But going to decoys, use two. Use a hen and then put a jake out. This year we have, we've had a pretty good hatch. Or excuse me, last year we had a pretty good hatch, so we're going to have a bunch of jakes out there.
Right.
And mature gobblers hate for those young guys to be on their turf,
right,
you know?
Right.
And that will really bring the mature gobblers in, which we have a fair number this year. It should be really a really good shoot. Just little things about turkey. It's not the length of the beard that determines age, because those are basically feathers, and they get broken off by going through grass and brush and stuff like that. It's the length of the spur.
Okay.
And a good mature gobbler is something about an inch or over an inch in length. You know you've got a 2-3-year-old bird.
Okay. Now, looking at your setup, you have a preference shotguns, but you really want to go, you know, the 2 3/4, 3, 3.5, 8-inch. I mean, how big do you suggest people go as far as a shotgun shell?
I don't like recoil.
Okay. Especially when your back's up against a tree.
Right. But what you can do is you want to have your knee up, so resting your shotgun. You want to be in a shooting position. You know, if you're using one of the screen, the low screen blinds, you know, you may want to use one of the bipods for shooting purposes. Distance to put your decoys from your location where you're sitting.
Right.
25 to 30 yards.
Okay.
That will give you an indication of range. We used to use number fours. Now, what seems to really be the hot item are these buffered loads where you got number five, number six, and number sevens.
No, the combos in them.
It combos in them.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have more pellets, more density. Aiming point about the wattles. What's that? Waddles.
I'm looking at yours right now.
it's that red fleshy gland, you know, or area below the head.
Yeah.
And when they get excited, it turns red, you know?
Yeah, right.
But aim just below that. You're going for the head neck area. And if just below that is your center point of aim, you're going to have some of the pattern above that will get into the head.
Right.
And you want pattern to get into the neck.
And no matter how good you are, what do you think is a max distance you should shoot at?
Your patterning, preseason patterning is going to tell you that. But it's going to start opening up, you know, about 40 yards. There's reports, and I've not shot them yet, of 410 turkey loads.
Okay.
And I'm going, what? You know, 20 gauge,
that's
certainly
sporting. Yeah, sure.
20 gauge is good in that 25 yard, certainly 12 gauge. I've even been reading and have not tried yet, but I still go with Briley's Super Full Turkey Chokes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. I mean, great. Made in Texas. But the there are those that are saying, with this new buffered load and all those pellets coming out, they're dropping back to a modified.
Really?
So, I mean, which is crazy. Not a full, but a modified, you know?
Okay.
Something else. Water, if you're setting up and blind calling, great attractant for turkey. The hens are going to wet their breast feathers down. And with the wet feathers on the nest will help regulate the temperature during the incubation of the eggs.
Okay.
And it's just getting out and trying. Work the calls in advance. Native by Carlton for turkey hunting. Mm-hmm. That's upon us. And then if you are prone to hunt predators or elk in the fall, wanted to ask Mark what else was coming up new, and we'll have to provide that information for you later. But the old Carlton Carlton calls and hunting stuff had a great deer grunt tube, and I know they're working on getting that integrated into the Native. So there's a lot going on. There's videos out there. Check Texas Outdoors Journal Facebook page because we're, you know, posting things on this great company. And have some fun.
Well, what's their site?
NativeByCarlton.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And get out. If you're having kids, you can use a pop-up blind. That's another reason to be fully concealed.
Right.
Because kids are going to be moving
around.
They get
antsy.
They do. But again, it's if you think you're going to elk hunt later in life, in your hunting career, I know outfitters that if they can't find an experienced elk hunter, they will find an experienced turkey hunter.
Okay.
Similar. A 20-pound bird, I often have said, will get me as stirred up as a 650-pound bull elk. You know, you're calling, the animal's responding, and making a move towards you.
Yeah.
It's excitement in the springtime here
Indeed
in the Lone Star State.
You betcha.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, again, I've got to remind everybody, daylight savings time, Sunday. I'm not going to get up at 2 and move my clock, though. I'm sorry.
You know when I do it?
What?
I've already changed, you know, on Friday.
Okay.
I changed.
To help adjust a little bit better.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And looking ahead, it will rescind itself, and we fall back November 3rd. So that's something to look forward to.
Okay, there we go. All right, March 14th, Cowtown Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Big Game Banquet, Fort Worth at the Ashton Depot. For info on that one, go to rmef.org. March 16th, Greater Texas Hill Country Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Big Game Banquet in Fredericksburg at the wonderful Gillespie County Fairgrounds. Again, rmef.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping, TEXAS20 at hybridlight.com.
Well, sorry we were not able to make connections with Mark Carlton, Native by Carlton. Again, we will get with him. Because I really want to pick his brain about the new products. Mm-hmm. Covered some of the high points of turkey, spring turkey hunting. If you enjoyed that, pick up a copy of the March issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Ooh. It's got my pro pointers, which basically is repeating what I was schooled on by the Carlton family.
Wonderful.
Okay. Nativebycarlton.com is their website.
And remember, you know, if you go, what'd they say? Go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of the shows up there. You can look at the date. It'll tell you who the guest is. You go, I think I want to listen to that one again, all right? And do remember, you can catch us on, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Twitter and all that stuff.
Pandora.
It's everywhere. Okay, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there, whether you're in the field or on the water. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.